Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis, and this is episode 42, season 2. We have a very interesting show coming up. I'm glad you can join me. Right now, I will present a commercial break, and this program is brought to you by Dentine Dynamints Candies. So here is a commercial from the 1970s. Enjoy.
Hey, Bert, hold on tight and I'll shake up your mouth.
In the middle of the bay?
Try Dentine Dynamints, Billy. The smaller they get, the stronger they get. They're a blast! A blast!
Wow! The flavor keeps building till your whole mouth feels clean and refreshed. Hey, Meg! Let me shake up your mouth.
Dentine Dynamits. The smaller they get, the stronger they get. And now, new assorted fruit flavors. Orange, cherry, and grape.
Okay, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Dentine Dynamints. I used to eat those when I was a kid. I remember the commercials. They don't make them anymore. Now Dentine gum is still there. They also have Dentine Ice. That's the last time I saw that product. I don't know if that's still there. We'll see. Maybe someday I'll go to the store and check out the candy section and see what's the updated version of Dentine gum. Okay, today's episode, we're going to touch three subjects. And, I want to mention today's date is July 27th, 2021. And the three subjects I will talk about is a couple of things that are nobody really remembers. They've been forgotten. One is a... It was a clothing store called Morris B. Sacks, and I will talk a little history about him and the store. And he also they also had a talent show by that name. I'll discuss that in further detail. The second subject I will talk about is actress and talk show host Virginia Graham, and I will talk about her early life and her career, which is very interesting. And the third and final thing I will discuss is Atari video games. Atari's still around, but I will discuss my memories of having a playing Atari and its selection of video games that I had when I was growing up in probably in the early 80s. I know they were around in the late 70s, but like I said before, I will discuss the games I played and where is Atari now. Okay. First thing off, I'm going to talk about Morris B. Sacks. It was a clothing store. And I looked up his biography a little bit. It was from the Tribune, dated May 19th, 1985. And Morris B. Sacks died on September 23rd, 1957. He was the age of 61. He had a heart attack. Very sad. Actually, he was not born in Chicago. He was born in Lithuania. And he came on his own. His parents died. And he came to Chicago when he was 13 years old. I don't know who took care of him. You know, maybe he had relatives. I suppose he did. But he was a peddler, and he would go door to door in the Back of the Yards neighborhood in Chicago, and he would carry shirts, blouses, curtains, rugs, anything. And at the time, he accepted time payments as 25 cents a week, which, you know, it was back then it was a lot of money. Now today it's not. And then after his first month, he established a $300 line of credit with a supplier. And they rode in a horse and wagon. You know, they didn't have a car then. And then in 1919, he opened his first clothing store on the South Side. I don't know where the location was. I didn't go into more history of that. And around March of 1932, he drew attention when he advertised a clearance sale of suits, overcoats, and dresses for $2 each at that time. But that was during the Depression. Here it is. The first store that opened was at 6638 South Halsted Street in the Inglewood neighborhood. And when he did that, you know, during the Depression, people were desperate. They didn't have any money. You know, after the stock market crash, there was a riot outside the store and they went crazy, you know. So, and when the riot got a little hairy or nuts, he tossed 250 pairs of pants out the window just to calm everyone down. Must have been, I don't know if he lost money on that. Probably did, you know. So his first store was in the Inglewood neighborhood at Halsted Street. And he opened another store at 3400 West Diversity Avenue, which is, I think, on Kimball. Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, Kimball Avenue. And it got popular. And but that store opened in 1948 after World War II, so that's good. In 1934, he started a radio program, and it was called the Morris B. Sachs Amateur Hour. And he would, have auditions of people who are talented, young people, you know, to give him a break, just like America's Got Talent right now, and you know, American Idol. You know, the same thing. And it became popular on the radio. Then it went into television. And it's the television program debuted in 1949. And debuted on WENR, which was Channel 7. You know, not WLS or WBKB. That was on Channel 4, and then, which became Channel 2 and WBM. You know, I always discuss that. So he had it on television. It aired on Sunday afternoons from 12:30 to 1:30, a full hour show. And he also did the radio show. I think simultaneously, maybe. I'm not sure. And people who won the contest, they were awarded jewelry, cash, or a car if they got into the semifinals. And famous people have appeared on the show and auditioned. And three of them I will mention. One was Frankie Lane. He was a singer. He's best known for singing the theme song for the TV Western Rawhide that starred Clint Eastwood. And another one was Mel Torme, the Velvet Fog. Oh, wonderful singer. People might remember him from the appearances on Night Court with Harry Anderson. And I think he played his dad. You know, I haven't seen the show in a long time. And the third one was an actress named Pamela Britton, who a lot of people remember her as Mrs. Brown on My Favorite Martian with Ray Walston and Bill Bixby. That was on CBS. And So Morris B. Sachs ran for governor. He did that. And so he ran for governor, and he came close to win. But he didn't lose. He lost. I'm sorry. He did that. So that didn't work out. But I heard he was a very generous man. And then the store, they opened his first store downtown in the Loop on State Street at State of Monroe, which I sort of remember that. I don't know if my mother did remember that, because I don't know exactly when it went out of business. I don't know. And then I do remember it opened another store in Skokie in the late 50s. And so I have no idea when it closed. You know, I know he had a son that ran it, you know, but that's all I know. Anyway, so that was interesting. So, and then I had no idea that this man had an amateur, you know, variety show. It's just very cool. like that. Okay. All right. The second thing I will talk about is Virginia Graham. Now, she was a pioneer woman, and I think she was one of the first women that hosted a daytime talk show. And actually, she hosted three of them. And she was also an actress, and she was born here in Chicago on July 4th, 1912. And her father was an immigrant from Germany, and he ran the Comus department store chain. All I know is that there was only one location that was downtown. First, it opened on the corner of Jackson and State, then it moved to Washington State. I don't know if there was any other locations. I didn't have time to research that. And it sold clothing, women's and men's coats, suits, hats. Hats were big back then in the old days. And she received her degree at the University of Chicago, and she also has a master's degree in journalism from Northwestern University. So she was a smart lady. And after she graduated, she wrote scripts for radio soap operas. You know, they had soap operas on radio, you know, she hosted her first talk show, but it was on the radio. And it was, her first talk show was called Food for Thought. It was a cooking show, one of the first cooking shows on television. And a lot of people didn't remember that. Not really. The next talk show, which a lot of people do remember during the 60s, was called Girl Talk. Girl Talk debuted in January 1963 and ran until 1969. And I think it was on Channel 7 first, and then it was on Channel 9, which a lot of people remembered because it aired in the morning, like about 9:30, 10 o'clock, you know. And my first memory of seeing that, I was about five years old when I was about 4 or 5, and I turned on the television, and there was this woman with big hair, big blonde hair, and she's talking with people. And I remember the theme song, you know, and it was Girl Talk, and my mother watched her, and she liked her. And she was not controversial, not really. She invited celebrities, politicians, authors, mostly women. And she was a very kind lady, she listened to you, you know, very well-mannered, well-dressed, you know, like Lee Phillip. She was like that. There was, like I said before, there wasn't any controversy, not like The View today, you know, but, you know, it gets too political and then heated and there's arguing. It's hard to watch. I don't particularly care for it, but that never happened on her show. No, never. She also after that went off the air in 1969, she hosted her own show with her own name called The Virginia Graham Show, and that ran for 2 years. And she also did some acting. I remember one episode she did Love American Style. She did that. And I remember that episode fondly. And then she did some appearances from Love Boat, Heart to Heart. She appeared in the there was a soap opera called Texas. My mother remembered that. That was in the early 80s. It didn't last long. It was during the Dallas TV show era. It was very popular. And the last show she appeared was on The Nanny as herself with Fran Drescher. So, and then she appeared on talk shows. She made appearances like on the Rosie O'Donnell show and all that. So I found a clip of her appearance, and it's the Virginia Graham Show, and here is the introduction, and I hope you like it, and it's from the early 1970s. Enjoy.
Hello, this is the Virginia Graham Show. Today, Virginia's guests are Kay Ballard, young filmmaker Chuck Braverman, the governor of Massachusetts, Francis Sargent, and me. I'm Billy DeWolf. And now, Miss Virginia Graham.
If you've been watching the show, you know we like to find unusual talent in the audience, and we were sitting in the room, and my staff said to me, we have a man that you probably have never even met. I can't believe it, because I love men. But she says, we have a man on the show that you probably have never met who's called an audio mixer. Well, I'd heard of a wearing mixer, but an audio I had never heard of. And I said, what does he do? Well, they said his name is Duke Anderson.
Okay, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that introduction of Virginia Graham. The announcer of the show, he sounds very familiar to television audiences. That was actor Billy D. Wolf, who is most famous as in the animated Christmas special Frosty the Snowman, and he played Professor Hinkle. He was a bad magician, and everybody remember that TV special very well. It airs every year since 1970 on CBS on Channel 2 and WBBM. His famous lines were messy, 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 silly, 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 busy, busy, busy. I love that special. It's wonderful. Anyway, so Virginia Graham, she died on December 22nd, 1998. She was 86 years old. And her last appearance is on YouTube when she was interviewed by Tom Snyder from The Tomorrow Show. He had his own show in the 90s. I used to watch that. I loved it. And we all remember Tom Snyder from The Tomorrow Show that aired on NBC in the 70s on Channel 5, WMEQ. And Dan Aykroyd impersonated him on Saturday Night Live. You know, he would laugh like him, smoke the cigarette, hold him. He'd go, ha, 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 like that. It's hilarious. And I don't think Tom Snyder minded. Who knows? Maybe did, maybe didn't. Anyway, so as for Jim Graham, she was a wonderful lady, you know, and I wish there were more clips of that, because she interviewed a lot of people, a lot of celebrities, and it's very nice. Okay. Next thing I will talk about is Atari. So Atari is still around in a different way. So I'll give a little history of that. Let's see. Atari started, it was founded in June 27th, 1972, and in California. And a lot of people weren't aware of this game, because video games were not in the home right away. You know, not much, because I bet they were expensive, and you know, you didn't have the state-of-the-art equipment to hook it up. And I do remember other companies. There was Mattel Electronics, remember Intellivision, there was Coleco, they had a few games like that. And also Atari is still around. They were found also at video arcades, and I remember playing a couple of video games at the arcade. I can think of three places. One is at Fort City Bowl, which was at Fort City Shopping Center. You know, I'll talk about the future episode about that place. It's very fascinating. Another place, which was at Peacock Alley in the basement, the lower level, it was Wizard of Games. They had video games. And also the third place was at Scottsdale Bowl, another bowling alley that was at 83rd and Cicero. And I used to play that. Oh, fun. Just fun. So I'll give you a list of famous games, you know, and I'm not going to read all of them because there's too many. So I'll read some video games that I remembered, and probably a lot of people did at the time when they owned the console with the joysticks. So here's one. One was Asteroids, which I loved. I loved that game. And let's see, they had sports like basketball. There was one called Berserk. They had bowling. They had Breakout. They had the casino. I didn't know that. Centipede. Oh, I love Centipede. You know, I used to love that when you play and then all the legs go, you know, like that. It was fun. Circus Atari, Combat. Defender. Oh, classic name. Classic game. Very classic game. Let's see. Double Dunk. That was a sports. When E.T. came out in 1982. And it's according to some information, they considered the worst video game of all time. And that's when the video game crash of 1983. I don't know why. I never played it, so that's okay. Other sports is football, frog pond. They had golf, Gremlins when the movie came out, Hewn and Cannonball, and Kangaroo. I remember that one. Yeah, I remember that one. They also had Mario Brothers, and then it was licensed to Nintendo, which another one I forgot. They had Millipede, a spinoff of Centipede. Missile Command. Now, that was my favorite. My absolute favorite game. I love that game. You know, I don't remember where, excuse me, where we acquired the Atari game. I think my brother bought it at some, some video store somewhere in Fort City. I forgot to ask him where we bought it. So maybe in a future episode, I'll mention it again. There was also Pac-Man, Ms. Pac-Man. There was also Othello, how do you call it? Also Pele Soccer. That was popular because Pele the soccer player was very, very popular indeed. You know, and let's see what else. Pigs in Space. Funny. They had Raiders of the Lost Ark. I never saw that. I don't remember that. Rubik's Cube. That was very rare. Very rare. They also had gambling slot machine and all that. Space Invaders. Ah, that was another of my favorite. I love that. I used to play it all the time. And let's see. You know, usual baseball, football. They had Superman, which is based on the 1978 movie, starred Christopher Reeve. Sword Quest. They had that. Video Checkers, Video Chess, Olympics, Video Pinball. That's about it. And then also there was Activision. I don't know. There were some games of that, but Activision, they were, I think some guys were there. They worked for Atari, but there was like a falling out or something. And they left and they created their own games for the Atari 2600. So there's a few games that you might remember. I'll read off a few. That I know, or maybe you remember Kaboom. There was Stampede, Star Master, Pitfall. Oh, wonderful game. I love that. I remember the commercials. I think there was a commercial for Jack Black. Excuse me, that he did Pitfall. I don't know. You have to find it on YouTube. You would see that. Let's see what else. Kaboom, Kaboom. Yeah, I remember that. River Raid. I remember that. Yeah, so that was the most popular one. They also had the Ghostbusters, but you can also play them on your Atari, your Atari console, also Commodore 64 computers. Remember that? Oh, I'll discuss that in another episode. That sounds like fun. So, as for the last memory of Atari, I remember playing Missile Command, Space Invaders, also Asteroids. I love that movie. And I remember when the song, Tom Sawyer, sung by the group Rush, he mentioned Space Invaders, and then you hear do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. You do that. You know, so they must have gotten from that. So, we didn't have the Atari very long. I'm not a big video game fan. I don't know why. I just like today you have Nintendo and they have these fancy, they have Wii, you know, I don't know. Maybe I've lost interest. I play games on Facebook, you know, boring games like Solitaire or Bingo. guess I'm getting old. Can't help it. So, you know, but playing Atari at the time in the early 80s was the most fun. I loved it. You know, you can still play Atari. You can still play classic Atari today. You can still buy it. You can still buy it. You can buy it on Amazon. They used to sell it at Toys R Us. They're out of business. You know, if you like the classic games, go for it. It's fun. It's wonderful. Okay. So that'll be all for today for this episode. I'm glad you could join me. I had a wonderful time talking to you about these wonderful subjects. I hope you can join me on my next episode, which will be episode 43, hopefully this weekend. Hope the weather will cool off by then, because today is awfully hot. It'll be like that tomorrow. So this is Pete Costanis for episode 42, season 2 of Vanished Congolese Stories. I will see you soon, and bye-bye for now. And here is Ray Rayner, as usual, saying bye-bye for now. Take care, everybody. Goodbye.
We have to go. Bye-bye-bye.